Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Being joined right now by a Houstonian who's made it a big time. Okay, Robert Flores, a local guy. A guy who, if you're not following him on Twitter, you got to, because he's always got some great stuff, and especially about the city of Houston. Now he's on MLB. He's on MLB and MLB Network's Spring Training Series, 30 clubs in 30 days going on, underway, with the Astros going to be featured on March 14th. Plus,
at
MLB.
Roflo, by the way.
Pardon me?
At Roflo.
At Roflo is his Twitter handle. Plus, MLB Network is airing at least one live spring training game every day leading up to opening day. You can watch Robert co-host MLB Central throughout the regular season weekdays at 9 Central time. He's joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Robert, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. What his second post on Twitter is one of my favorite. It just says, if you like grown folks music, quote-unquote grown folks, and there's nothing I like better than the phrase grown
folks. Grown folks.
Because this is what grown folks do. This is grown folks music. And he's got, of course, the great Teddy Pendergrass. He's got a video of Teddy Pendergrass and the Showtime doc that's on about that. So I want to ask you this question, because I know that, and you obviously know Richard Justice. Richard, we did a show with Richard for years. We're still friends with Richard. You know, Richard hosted, he was a columnist in the Chronicle, as you know, for years and years, and you cover a variety of sports. When you whittle it down to one sport, which I have to do it to an extent with NFL.com stuff I do, but I still have, you know, a sports talk show, so I can talk about other sports and things like that. How hard is it for you to go and hyper-focus on one sport after you were at SportsCenter and did, you know, a lot of different sports?
Well, the only challenging part is that you have to, because the people that are watching our network, they are hyper focused on baseball. Yeah. So you have to be up to the task, so to speak, because they're very knowledgeable, they're very smart, and you have to match that and go beyond, because they're coming with a wealth of knowledge already, and they want more. So you have to be prepared to give it to them.
Robert Flores with us on ESPN 97.5. All right, so we'll let you talk about something different. We're of the opinion that James not scoring 30 last night was a good thing. What do you think?
I mean, look, I was watching a game thinking, man, are they going to lose to the Hawks?
yeah, we all were.
You know, yeah, you know, I thought Saturday's game was, I thought that was the most engaged they had been defensively. And I'm not saying that's because James wasn't there. I'm just saying that they were into it. They were engaged defensively. I kind of like the big lineup of Fareed and Capella on the floor at the same time. It just gives them the sort of rim protection that they have sometimes lacked throughout the season, and it also gives them two guys that are willing to bring it defensively. So you have Tucker, Fareed, and Capella on the floor at the same time. At certain times, I think that's a pretty good defensive lineup.
Yeah, Robert Flores with us, a Houstonian right here on ESPN 97.5. All right, let's talk about our Astros now. I wrote a piece last week for Sports Map. I'm not as bullish on this team as Vegas seems to be and most everybody else seems to be. You lost 60% of your rotation. You still got to depend on Devenski and Will Harris. We don't know that Carlos Correa is going to be back and the same. You got a dead spot in the order with the catcher position. I don't know. I don't want to be, you know, Scrooge on this thing, but I just don't. I love what the Yankees did this offseason. The Red Sox are still the Red Sox. Do you see the Astros as the favorite again?
Well, I think they're the favorite in the division, obviously. As far as favorite to come out of the American League, I mean, look, you got two big monsters right in front of you. I think, personally, I think as it stands now, the way too early prediction, I think the Yankees are the favorite to win the American League just because of what they have in their bullpen. The Red Sox back end of the bullpen, I think, is definitely a huge question mark. For me, the Astros' biggest question mark is the rest of the rotation, and that's not saying anything that's outlandish or that's not hyperbole. That's just the fact. Now they feel pretty good of the choices they have. Also, there's the ability to add throughout the season, or maybe they have maybe they call up some of the young arms from the minors after the season has started. So I think they feel pretty good about about the choices they have to replace Keuchel, or who knows, maybe they bring back Keuchel. I mean, Dallas is still looking for a deal, which is really surprising to me. But maybe there's a way where they bring him back, and I think Astro fans would love that.
This morning, though, I think the Braves and the story is that the Braves and Keuchel have worked out a deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been holding out hope that, you know, it had to be for the right price, but we all are on the same page that 3, 4, 5, you really don't know. And the concern is you're going to have a bunch of guys who can maybe go 5, 5.5, who sometimes won't go, who will go 4 1/3, 4 2/3. You got it back to back to back. The concern is you're going to start eating up that bullpen. And
yeah.
No one
yeah.
wants that.
No. Oh, you got to get 500 innings. And you know, the back end is nice, Rendon and we'll see about Osuna. Even when he was at his best, he still led the league in blown saves. So Presley is really, really nice. But the rest of the bullpen is a big question.
Well, I think the concern for in that bullpen, I want to see what Davinsky looks like. I want to see what Peacock looks like. Remember, Davinsky and Peacock, they weren't on the postseason roster. They feel good. I mean, Josh James was a revelation last year, so they feel good about their options. But again, it you just never know. And I really like what the Yankees did. I really like that deal for the Braves. If that deal is in fact in place, Dallas going to the National League, I think he'll do really well for them. As an Astro fan, like I said, I'm a little disappointed they didn't find a way to keep him, but hey, that's the way the business works.
So you are in a unique position in that you have been able to follow on a personal level and professional level both I'm going to stick with Rockets and Astros here for a second. Both teams who have analytics-based general managers, and you're also hyper aware how many players and old school you know, managers, coaches, there have been historically who have frowned upon analytics because they just it's the boogeyman. They don't really know what it truly means. Can you talk about the importance of Daryl Morey in that realm, and then also what Jeff Leno has done in baseball, starting with the Cardinals and then bringing it over to his the way he built the Astros?
Well, they're both on the forefront of where we are. They really were on the cutting edge of really this whole revolution. I think they are extremely bright. They are kind of pioneers in a sense. I mean, what the Oakland A's did with Moneyball, and then I feel like what Jeff and his staff did with the Astros, they took it to a whole nother level. I think what Daryl and his staff, they've been revolutionary as well. Now, the difference between the two is that obviously Jeff has won a title and Daryl hasn't. For me when I watch the Rockets, I kind of think to myself, man, I don't know if you can win this way in the playoffs. Let me rephrase that. I don't know if you can win a title this way in the playoffs. I mean, I just don't. clearly Jeff and company have figured out a way to do that, and they have done it. But there is no doubt that both have had amazing success and have brought a lot of joy to the city of Houston. I just know Rocket fans wish Daryl and company could find a way to get over that hump, get into the finals, and win another title for the franchise.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, with us here on ESPN 97.5. So we've seen now the last two off seasons with Arrieta and now Harper Machado, and we're seeing a change with major league owners are actually being fiscally responsible. We're seeing guys of Severino. I mean, a four-year, $40 million deal for a guy for that guy. You got Aaron Hicks signing 7 years, $70 million, which is going to be he's going to regret by the time it's all said and done. We're seeing a real shift here towards the owners as far as contracts go.
Well, I just think that you're right. You mentioned the owners and the general managers and the vice presidents of baseball operations. They are evaluating talent at a much different rate or differently than in years previous, and the market adjusts. That's kind of the way things go on the open market. Now, I can understand why many of the players are concerned about where things stand as far as free agency, and they are very. The problem is that there's so many complicated issues. Anytime you get into labor relations, things like that, I mean, it's so difficult to kind of make one broad, sweeping, general assessment. I will say, as I said, I just think that it's the way the business is being conducted by the people that are handing out these contracts. And there is a general thought that we're not going to pay you for what you have done. We're going to pay you for what you think you can do and bring to the franchise. So it is something that has been in the news, and I do think it's something that needs to be looked at by both sides, both the players and both the owners, because really that's the only way you can get sustained success for the entire industry is when both of the parties come together and make some hard decisions together for what is ultimately best for the game and for everyone involved.
You know, basketball did that back when you had Jordan and the uncapped Max, and then, you know, Steph Kevin Garnett had this monster contract, and then they came in with a new collective bargaining agreement, and Stephon Marbury got cut out of that same amount of money, and it caused a rift between the two. And so the two never became the super team that was really expected, the super duo. But basketball made some tough decisions. And you know what? It was more fiscally responsible for the league at that time to protect owners against themselves. But it also, I believe, has benefited the players. Now, some would argue, you know, that, well, now bad players can't get guaranteed money for 7 and 8 years. Oh, sorry. It's good for the league that they can't do that. No. And I understand the mid-level is only at 7-8 million. But at the same time, the truly very best players are making tons of money. It's not restricting them right now. And it was smart for the league. Now, the new CBA is going to come up, and there's going to be more scraps. But that's just the way it is. Every 5 to 6 years, the business model may change a little bit.
Yeah, those, as you said, those are going to be some very tough conversations. And that's just part of the deal. And there are, believe me, the people that are making these decisions, both from the players and owners' perspectives, they're very, very smart people. They'll figure it out. I think that they realize that they've had sustained labor peace. It's been good for everyone. Just right now, there's a little bit of a wrinkle there. As I said, the market has changed. Okay, so what can we do to better prepare for that? I will say you just had a guy sign for $300 million guaranteed in Manny Machado. So in one respect, he's a face of the game. He's getting paid, right? Bryce Harper figures to get at least $300 million, so he's getting paid. I think really one of the bigger question is, where is the place for the ball player that reaches 31, 32? That is something that has to be figured out. That's something for the that I know the Players Association wants to figure out, because clearly there's a lot of players that fit that bill. But two, I do think that those players still have value. I was going back and I was online the other day on YouTube watching the 2001 League Championship Series between the Mariners and the Yankees, because I'm thinking about doing a podcast on the 2001 Mariners. And Paul O'Neill had two hits in that game one, including a home run, and he was 37 years old. And so I know things change, but I still think that there's value for those players that reach that early 30, 32, 33 players in that range.
Yeah. That's Robert Flores right here on ESPN 97.5, local guy, MLB Network guy. Bam, I hope we can talk to you a bunch during the season if you can get that done. That would be awesome. Also, before you go, I'd like to ask you this question. Do you know what high school your brother is at? Do you know what school your coach is at?
Yeah, my brother Richard is the head basketball coach at Cy Falls.
Oh, okay, because Lance has a brother that coaches football, and he doesn't even know what school he's at.
Yeah, he's Cy Falls.
Okay.
Well, he was.
He's not.
He was.
It's Cy Falls.
Not now. He was coach football there.
No. Now he was at Clear Falls.
No, I think it's Cy, right?
Falls. He was at Clear Falls.
My brother Richard texted me and said, "Do you know John Granato?" And I said, I don't know him personally, but I think we've spoken a couple of times.
Yeah.
And he said that you guys were sitting next to each other at the Rockets game.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, it was Clear Falls. You're right, John.
Yeah, I know that.
That was where he was head football coach. He's not there anymore.
Let me ask you this, Robert.
Don't answer his questions, Robert.
You're a horrible brother.
Don't answer these questions, Robert.
If you don't even know what high school your brother works at.
That was in a
especially if you live in that same city. It is kind of lame.
You don't even live here.
Okay, there's three or four Clears. There's five or six Sighs. There's 100 different Falls. There's 14 Clines.
Yeah,
you have one brother, Lance.
There's a lot of Kline and a Sigh.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
But Cy Falls, they won the state championship in basketball
that's
2 years ago.
I bet they shot threes. I bet there was threes and frees, just like the Daryl Morey model.
Well, probably. What high school did you go to, Robert?
I went to Dobie High School.
Dobie?
Longhorns.
That was when there was still a Dobie High School. That was unbelievable. I don't know if there's still
Dobie gone?
I don't know.
There is still a Dobie.
Is there still a Dobie?
Why are you trying to eliminate a high school?
Well, they eliminated Robert E. Lee because we can't have that
that's
anymore.
That's different.
Can't have that stuff anymore. You played Robert E. Lee, I would imagine.
Were they in our district?
No. I don't know.
They would not have been in your district.
Probably
not. No, I don't think so. Maybe in the playoffs, but not in.
Oh, I don't think they made the playoffs ever, but that's another thing. That is Robert Flores right here, MLB Network ESPN, at Roflo on Twitter. You got to follow him. He's a great Twitter follower. He loves Houston sports. He's always commenting on it. It's a great stuff. Hey, man, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you being here.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
There's Robert Flores. And 30 and 30 is what they're doing on MLB Network. And the Astros are March 14th. March 14th.
Nice.
Okay. So we got that going on MLB Network.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine Exterior is Dutch Boy's most durable exterior paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.